The Merlin-Kilgore parcel is located west of the highway and south of the Park City Nursery. About 10 years ago, the county granted a consent agreement which allowed a mixed-use commercial project with offices, retail, and a restaurant. But now the owners want to change the use to allow a Hyatt House hotel of about 120 rooms. The council members asked their economic development consultant, Allison Weyer, which use would likely generate more revenue. She said generally a hotel would, but specific projections about the mixed-use commercial would depend on just what goes into the project.
Yes, because you know that the hotel is going to get not only, you get sales tax off the rooms, you get the transient room tax, you get the property tax revenue, you know, whereas the office, an office building typically is not going to generate lots of sales tax revenue or TRT. But again, these numbers are all so tentative.
The Hyatt House would be the only hotel on Highway 224 and would not be located in the resort center of Canyons or the town center of Kimball Junction. Council Chairman Claudia McMullen said, though, the hotel is proximately near the resort, and for her, looking at the choice between two commercial uses, she would favor the hotel use.
The question is, does the fact that the hotel is outside the resort center outweigh the fact that it's a much less impactful traffic-wise, and it gives you higher revenue than the alternative? That's how I would phrase if the choice is between two things.
If I may add to that, you also have the recommendation of your planning commission for the hotel. Look at that.
A unanimous recommendation of the planning commission.
Unanimous recommendation, and the neighborhood, after the neighborhood meeting that was held, did send note of being in favor of the hotel.
That latter comment from the developer Cameron Roden. Mitt Mullen, Chris Robinson, and Kim Carson voted for the change in the consent agreement. Officially, their vote will be passed on to the county manager, who makes the final decision. The dissenting vote was Roger Armstrong, who told us he was mindful of some of the objections from neighbors to a hotel use.
They were concerned about an immediate impact versus a rolled-out impact, if you will, such that, you know, the parcel has been on the market for quite some time. It's remained unused. They've not been able to effectively develop it, and some people in the community thought if you allow nature to take its course, it may get developed, but it may take some period of time for that to happen, and they would have preferred that happen. Other residents were concerned about traffic impacts in the area, even if they were reduced, some of the traffic leaving the hotel property and going up over Cooper Lane toward the Canyons Resort. I was split, to be honest with you, and when it appeared that the rest of my colleagues were going to approve it, I just thought it was an opportunity to give a voice to those who were concerned about it, and I opted to vote no.
Having the hotel right on 224 raises concerns about how traffic exits there to go north and whether traffic is otherwise attracted to drive through the neighborhood to the Canyons.
So the traffic actually having to leave the property to get on 224 and to be able to go north on 224 winds up being challenging. So it's probably, on a practical basis, they'll leave the side of the property and make a left on the side street, Sunkey Drive, and then take that up to 224 to make a left turn at the light. That's probably where most of the traffic goes. But given that it's a hotel in close proximity to the Canyons, there will be likely skiers there that will, you know, go the opposite direction and take Cooper Lane up to the Canyons. The developer of the hotel and the owner of the property says they're going to provide shuttles to the Canyons and the other ski resorts to try and mitigate the traffic impacts. You know, taking them at their word, that would help. We'll see how it plays out practically.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.